Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Memtes, Baba Basra 49a, pagination is 97. We'll start midway on the page, at the end of a line, at the two dots, V'lo le'ish, and there's no chazaka of 3 years brought as a proof to a man, chazaka b'nechsei ishto, when he's trying to make a statement of chazaka regarding his wife's property, the fact that he's been harvesting the fruit of her land for 3 years does not prove that he owns it. We have a concept of nichse melug. That means that property that the woman brings into the marriage, it remains fundamentally hers, but the husband is allowed to reap its profits during the marriage. If the marriage is dissolved in such a way that either he is giving her a divorce, a get, or he dies before her, then she would go free from the marriage and she would take the property with her. If she would die first, so indeed we would be dealing with the laws of Yerusha of inheritance, and a husband does inherit. But over here, we're dealing with simply the question of who owns the property, and it would apply if he would divorce her, let's say, and he claims, I've been sitting on the property for so long, it's mine. And the Mishnah tells us that the husband does not have a chazaka in the property of the wife. Pshita, that's obvious. Kevin de Isle Pira, since he's entitled to the fruit, Piru Hudika Achil. We can readily assume that he was eating what he was entitled to. There's nothing unusual here to indicate that he bought it. Rashbam, the first of the widest lines, Elo Begufa Karka Klum. There are no indications that he owns the land itself. She has no reason to object to what he's doing. Everybody understands that he went into this field with permission to eat the fruit. Everything was happening according to plan. And that's not an indication in any way that he's acquiring a chazaka. Lotzricha. So we must say that for the Mishnah to tell me this chiddush, that a husband does not have a chazaka in the property of his wife, is not talking about a regular case where he goes in and eats the fruit that he was entitled to. Of course there's no chazaka in such a case. But rather, because of ladinu dvarim ein li b'nechsayich, he wrote a document that says, I have no rights to your property. And therefore, when he goes ahead and reaps the fruit of her property, he was in violation of the statement. And therefore, she should have objected. And because she didn't object, he's claiming a chazaka. Asks the Gemara, so what if he wrote such a statement? V'chikasav l'mayhave. V'atanya, we learned, if a person says to his fellow, Dinu dvarim ein li al sadazu, I have no relationship with this field. Ve'ein li esek ba, no connection. Ve'yodai misulakos mimena, my hands are removed. Lo amar klum, that's meaningless. That's not a kinyan. That's not a relinquishing of any sort. It's a statement. It's not worded correctly. It's not joined with a kinyan. It doesn't do anything. Amri la devei Rabbi Yanai. They said from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, Masnisin because of Lava Oda Arusa. The case would be that she's still not a Nesua. You'll remember that there are two levels of marriage. The first marriage, the first level of marriage, which is Kiddushin, makes her an Arusa. That's the act of giving her a ring, for example. That makes her mikudeshes. She's not allowed to marry anyone else. But to actually make her his husband, I'm sorry, to make him her husband, to make her his wife, they need nisuin. That means to join them together as husband and wife. That is the function of the chuppah, where the husband and wife, the chasan and kala, stand together under the chuppah. First they do kiddushin, but that only prohibits her to others. He is the husband, but he's not allowed to yet live with her like husband and wife. And then, at the same time, we've got a chuppah, which shows that they are in their own area together. And even more so, once we do yichud, where they're closeted together as husband and wife. And that makes it nisuin. So our question was that if he made a statement, I have no relationship to your property, after he's already married to her, that doesn't relinquish anything. There's no kinyan, there's no accomplishment. But if he was to write this statement while she's only an arusa, after kiddushin, before nisuin, then indeed a person can ward off a benefit that's coming his way. In the words of the Rashbam, on the last line of the page, De'ein mezakin lo lo'odam bal karcho. You can't force an asset upon somebody. And therefore, if he makes a statement that he has no connection with her land before the land is given to him for its produce, then indeed he will have no relationship to the land. And now that his statement is effective, and he went ahead and he ate the years of chazakah on her land, he thinks he has a claim of chazakah because he was doing something unusual. He was eating the fruit of the land after he made an effective statement that he has no benefit rights from the land. Nevertheless, the halacha is, as the Mishnah states, he cannot claim a chazakah regarding the property of his wife, because even though he has no rights on it, the woman will typically allow her husband to reap the benefits, even if he's not entitled to, according to strict law. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Tes, in Choshen Mishpat, Se'if Tes, this halacha is presented beautifully. Ha'ish sha'ochal b'nichsei ishto, a man ate on the property of his wife, Shnei Chazakah, the years of Chazakah, a full 3 years. Even if he made a condition originally that he shouldn't have any benefit rights from her property, even if he phrased it correctly at the correct time, while she was only an arusa, after kiddushin, before the nesuin, he did this all right. Shelo yirashena, that he has no ability to inherit her. Ve'achakach ochal, and he went ahead and ate. Uvana, and he built. Vaharas va'asa koma sha'asa, and he did all kinds of things on the property. There's one exception: if he damaged the essence of the land, then she's expected to be mocha. But all the other things that he's doing, adjusting and changing, all of that within reasonable usage of the land, even if he had no rights legally to do it, nevertheless, ein achilasan raya, his eating and benefiting and parking himself on the land for 3 years, does not prove chazakah, because typically a woman would allow her husband to do those things even if he's not legally entitled to. The topic of damaging the land we will endeavor to address in the coming session. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.